He says we're moving into this area here of mass collaboration, social computing and globalization, where there is so much information out there that we really need to break it up into smaller chunks and look for the patterns. How do we make sense of the situation? How do your users make sense of the information they have access to? Does anyone here believe that by producing a 128-page requirements document, that that document's actually going to get read? These sorts of perceptions that, yes, the procedure and the system says that, yes, I need to follow this and do this and produce that. Fantastic. But is it actually going to get read? Is it actually going to be useful? I know I wouldn't read it. I'd be asking for the exact same thing. Okay, draw me a picture. I'm really good with pictures. I'm disappointed I don't have a whiteboard with me. But anyway. So that's some of the stuff that came out of Kane, Australia. Anyone recognise this gentleman? This is Dr. Etienne Wenger, whose term has been the godfather of community practice. So some of the initial research he did into looking at the apprenticeship model and why it works in a learning environment was the fundamental foundations for the term community of practice and the model. Used a lot these days. So Etienne Wenger was one of the guest speakers at KM Singapore. To give you a bit of history on this, so they did one of the studies they did was they said, okay, we're going to look at a group, here's six apprentices working for a master in this particular sector, and over here we've got a one-on-one relationship with one apprentice and one master. Out of those two situations, who do you think is going to learn the most? Six on one, one on one. Six on one. You're right. So this whole, we won't get into the whole classroom teacher ratio, that sort of thing, but the apprentices were actually learning more from each other. So they actually had six times the exposure to risk to learning than the person just working one on one. Because these guys would all go away and do their things and then they come back and have a chat. And go, oh my God, I got told to go and wait in the operations room over there for a left-handed screwdriver. Or a long wait. Or the pink verbal agreement form. Or these sorts of things. So they were learning from each other as well as learning from the master. And that's one of the things that communities of practice is based on. It says you will learn from your community. You will learn from your peers, from your colleagues in this room. Because you have something in common, which is a practice within organisations, so you are a community of practice. Hopefully you share and learn from each other as well. Etienne found the need to recycle some of his stuff, and if you've ever seen some of his slides, they're straight out of the 90s, early 90s at that. I think it's publishing the users, I'm not sure. But he's now coming, reapplying some of those principles in a modern sense. And some of the things he's looking at here is saying, okay, well, social learning, the social discipline of learning. So again, not learning necessarily formally, but learning from your peers, learning from a social environment, learning through social interaction. And he talks about, okay, giving people the environment to be able to do it, the time and the space to be able to learn from each other. He talks about having some governance in place so people know where they stand, but if you're going to have boundaries, make them clear boundaries and govern that. He talks about the behaviours of individuals as a citizen within that environment. And he talks about the behaviours of leaders in that environment, the leadership of the practice, and what he calls social artists, who are the people who are naturally skilled at collaborating, at bringing people together, at networking, at doing those sorts of things. And saying that, okay, but this whole system needs to have these four aspects to talk about, or to have them in place for it to thrive. Does that make sense for people? The other guest speaker